I'm not sure if you really want to just perform and write songs. I think you have a secret, well, not so secret desire to make film.
I suppose when I wrote all the songs, that it was just in my bedroom at home, and I use a thing called a sequencer, which is like 8 tracks of any sound you want. So I'd have all the basics down, like the beats and the chords and the lyrics and the melodies, and sometimes, you know, string parts, bass lines, all that kind of thing.
While it's not that big here in America, I think my audience has a pretty good idea just how important the Mercury Prize is in Great Britain. How excited are you about the recent announcement that you were nominated? You just found out, right?
I do seem to be the kind of the weird, crazy, quirky choice that they just wanted to sort of put in there. And when I went on the day to sort of do all the press for the Mercury Prize, it was really funny to be part of that whole thing.
I told my 6-year-old daughter the other day that before you started performing as Bat for Lashes, you spent quite a bit of time as a nursery school teacher. Now, that time that you spent doing that had quite an influence on your music.
Well, I think there's definitely echoes back to my own childhood. And you know, like I was talking about, that moment where you move out of the safety of childhood and start to consider and experience, you know, things outside of your comfort zone and start to question more serious things. But obviously, when working with the children, I was kind of reminded of that liberation of the imagination and the freedom that they have, and the animalistic kind of, you know, instantaneous emotion and screaming and craziness and excitement and wonder. And, you know, you could go on all day about those kids. They're just amazing.
For Horse and I, if you'll excuse the expression, you literally went undercover. Was that your idea or your producer's?
What would it sound like if we did it under a duvet? And he's like, let's just do it. So I went upstairs. We were in this old sort of dilapidated mansion, and got under the covers, and it creates like a really intimate, strange sound. And you can hear the quilt, like the feather duvet, kind of making like a crunchy sound, because I was touching that at the same time. And for Horse and I, like, we made a 40-foot lead, and I wanted to go and sing it in the forest. So we went out in the middle of the night when it was raining and misty, and I sang the whole lead vocal in the middle of a pine forest, which was good.
I'm on Fire was a B-side in the UK and a bonus track on the US version of the record, and you really have taken it and made it your own.
It's basically, I mean, I think it's a really sexy song, and I just used to listen to it a lot on my headphones, and just kind of the gothic imagery, like the sort of southern kind of, you know, American road trip imagery that I really love anyway. And you know, I'm not like listening to Bruce Springsteen all the time, but generally, probably because I do such feminine music, I guess I love people like Lou Reed and Bruce Springsteen, Johnny Cash, Leonard Cohen, like all the men that are poets. And so so it just kind of happened really organically. I didn't think about it really.
You grew up in Pakistan and went to England quite a bit with your dad, who was a squash teacher and trainer. Now, I don't hear a lot of squash influence in Bat for Lashes music.
I'd go a lot to, you know, like the squash conference centres and just watch the drama unfold. There's kind of, it's a bit like an amphitheatre, like the way they set it up with a glass box in the middle. And so it's got quite a theatrical element to it. And I think I saw a lot of that as a child growing up.